Welcome to Zichu Daf Sim Mun, member by Avram Goldari, and today Masechet Yevamos, Daf Ein Dal, the 8th Perek Ha'Arel. This is going to be an abbreviated shiur. So the three daps are going to focus on number one. The Gemara continues with attempts to answer the question whether an Arel may eat Maaser Sheni. It was taught in a Braisa, Nishtar Bo Tzitzin Hama'ak Minas Amila, if shreds that prevent a valid meal remain on him. This person remains an Arl and may not eat neither Truma, nor Pesach, nor Kachim, nor Meiser. The Gemara suggests that this Meiser is referring to Meiser Sheni, and the Braisa teaches that an Arl may not eat it. When the Gemara rejects this proof by saying that the Braisa is referring to Meiser Behema, the animal tithe, the questions this, since Meiser Behema would be included in the Braisa's mention of Kachim. Just as an Arl may not eat Kachim, he may not eat Meiser Behema. The Gemara concludes that the Braisa could be referring to Meiser Rishon, and is following the opinion of Rabbi Meir, who holds Meiser Rishon asur lazarim. Meiser Rishon is prohibited to non-levim. Rashi explains that just as Rabbi Meir holds that Meiser Rishon has an added level of kedusha in that it cannot be eaten by non-levim, it is also prohibited to an arel. Meiser Sheni, which is permitted even to non-levim, would be permitted to an arel as well. Pointing to the Mishnah on Daf Ein Amud Aleph stated, "Recall tamei mo yochel b'truma. All those who are tamei may not eat truma." The Gemara asked for the source for this halacha, and Rabbi Yochanan stated in the name of Rabbi Yishmael that the pasuk states, "Ish ish mezer Aaron behutzal ruah ozav bekachim mo yochel." A man from the offspring of Aaron, who is a metzora or a zav, should not eat from the kachim until he becomes purified. Ezu davar sheshav bezar shaharon. What holy food is that is universally fit for all the offspring of Aaron alike, both men and women? You must say this is truma, and the pasuk's prohibiting it to atame. When the word suggests that perhaps it's referring to the chaz of Ashok, the breast and thigh of Ashlami, which are given to Kohanim and may be eaten by their wives and daughters, the Gemara answers that this is not so in the case of a chozeres, a bas kohen who is married to a Yisrael and returns to her father's house after becoming widowed or divorced. While she is permitted to once again eat truma, she's no longer permitted to eat from the chaz of Ashok. When the Gemara counters that truma is not permitted to a chalala, it answers chalala loves zaro da'arni. A chalala is not considered the offspring of Aaron. And point number three, Rav said in the name of Rav Chisa, three psukim are written regarding purification. And he shall not eat of the holies unless he immersed his body in water. This implies that if he did wash, he is tahor. And it's written, and the sun shall set, and he shall become pure, and after he may eat from the holies. And it is written, and the kohen shall atone for her, and she shall become pure. How do we reconcile these three contradictory psukim? It must be that the first pasuk is teaching that after tefillah, during the day, one becomes tahor to eat Maaser Sheni. The second pasuk is teaching that a tefillah yom becomes permitted to eat truma after nightfall. And the third pasuk is teaching that one becomes tahor to eat kachim after bringing the atonement offering. The Gemara will address why eating truma is considered more stringent than eating Maaser Sheni. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the Gemara continues with attempts to answer the question whether an Arl may eat Maaser Sheni. It was taught in a Braisa, Nishtar bo tzitzin hama'ak minas amila, if shreds that prevent a valid meal remain on him. Har ze eino ochel lo betruma, v'lo bepesach, v'lo bekachim, v'lo bemeiser. This person remains an Arl and may not eat neither truma, nor pesach, nor kachim, nor meiser. The Gemara suggests that this meiser is referring to Maaser Sheni, and the Braisa teaches that an Arl may not eat it. When the Gemara rejects this proof by saying that the Braisa is referring to Maaser Behema, the animal tithe, the questions this, since Maaser Behema would be included in the Braisa's mention of Kachim. Just as an Arl may not eat Kachim, he may not eat Maaser Behema. The Gemara concludes that the Braisa could be referring to Maaser Rishon, and is following the opinion of Rabbi Meir, who holds Maaser Rishon asur lazarim. Maaser Rishon is prohibited to non-levim. Rashi explains that just as Rabbi Meir holds that Maaser Rishon has an added level of kedusha in that it cannot be eaten by non-levim, it is also prohibited to an arel. Maaser Sheni, which is permitted even to non-levim, would be permitted to an arel as well. Pointing to the Mishnah on Daf Ein Amud Aleph stated, "Recall tamei mo yochel b'truma. All those who are tamei may not eat truma." The Gemara asked for the source for this halacha, and Rabbi Yochanan stated in the name of Rabbi Yishmael that the pasuk states, "Ish ish mezer Aaron behutzal ruah ozav bekachim mo yochel." A man from the offspring of Aaron, who is a metzora or a zav, should not eat from the kachim until he becomes purified. Ezu davar sheshav bezar shaharon. What holy food is that is universally fit for all the offspring of Aaron alike, both men and women? You must say this is truma, and the pasuk's prohibiting it to atame. When the word suggests that perhaps it's referring to the chaz of Ashok, the breast and thigh of Ashlami, which are given to Kohanim and may be eaten by their wives and daughters, the Gemara answers that this is not so in the case of a chozeres, a bas kohen who is married to a Yisrael and returns to her father's house after becoming widowed or divorced. While she is permitted to once again eat truma, she's no longer permitted to eat from the chaz of shok. When the Gemara counters that truma is not permitted to a chalala, it answers chalala loves zoro da arni. A chalala is not considered the offspring of Aaron. And point number three, Rav has said in the name of Rav Chizkiya, three psukim are written regarding purification. And he shall not eat of the holies unless he immersed his body in water. This implies that if he did wash, he is tahor. And it's written, and the sun shall set, and he shall become pure, and after he may eat from the holies. And it is written, and the kohen shall atone for her, and she shall become pure. How do we reconcile these three contradictory psukim? It must be that the first pasuk is teaching that after tefillah, during the day, one becomes tahor to eat maaser sheni. The second pasuk is teaching that a tefillah yom becomes permitted to eat truma after nightfall. And the third pasuk is teaching that one becomes tahor to eat kachim after bringing the atonement offering. The Gemara will address why eating truma is considered more stringent than eating maaser sheni. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Ayin Dalet, and our standard siman is an aid, a witness. A witness. So here goes. The expert witness who is testifying that maaser rishon is prohibited to an aral, just like it is to a zar, and was asked for the source that a tameh may not eat truma, fascinated the jury with a presentation about the three stages of becoming tahor, ti maaser sheni, truma, and kadshim. Once again, in slow motion. The expert witness, that must be more in Daf Ayin Dalet, aid. The expert witness who is testifying that maaser rishon is prohibited to an aral, just like it is to a zar, which reminds us, the Gemara continues with attempts to answer the question whether an aral may eat maaser sheni. It concludes that a braisa that states that an aral is prohibited to maaser could be referring to maaser rishon, and it's following the opinion of Rabbi Meir, who holds maaser rishon asu hazarim. Maaser rishon is prohibited to non-levim. Rashi explains that just as Rabbi Meir holds, the maaser rishon has an added level of kedusha, in that it cannot be eaten by non-levim, it is also prohibited to an aral. Maaser sheni, which is permitted even to non-levim, would be permitted to an aral as well. So, the expert witness who is testifying that maaser rishon is prohibited to an aral, just like it is to a zar, and was asked for the source that a tameh may not eat truma, which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Ayin Amud Aleph stated, v'kol tameh mo yoch b'truma, all those who are tameh may not eat truma. The Gemara asked for the source for this halacha, and Rabbi Yochanan stated in the name of Rabbi Yishmael that the pasuk states, ish ish mezer aron v'hut saruo ozav b'kachim mo yocho. A man from the offspring of Aaron who is a Matsora or a Zav, shall not eat from the Kachim until he becomes purified. Ezu davar sheshava bazar shel Aaron. What holy food is universally fit for all the offspring of Aaron alike, both men and women? You must say this is truma, and the pasuk is prohibiting it to a tame. So the expert witness who is testifying that maaser rishon is prohibited to an aral, just like it is to a zar, and was asked for the source that a tame may not eat truma, fascinated the jury with a presentation about the three stages of becoming tahor, ti maaser sheni, truma, and kadshim, which reminds the Gemara reconciles three contradictory psukim regarding purification, saying that the first pasuk is teaching that after tevila, during the day, one becomes tahor to eat maaser sheni. The second pasuk is teaching that a tefillah yom becomes permitted to eat truma after nightfall. The third pasuk is teaching that one becomes tahor to eat kadshim after bringing the atonement offering. The Gemara addresses why eating truma is considered more stringent than eating maaser sheni. So once again, the expert witness who is testifying that maaser rishon is prohibited to an aral, just like it is to a zar, and was asked for the source that a tameh may not eat truma, fascinated the jury with the presentation about the three stages of becoming tahor, maaser sheni, truma, and kadshim. All right, that concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichron wishing you a great day and great learning.